For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. There are opportunities for area youth volleyball players up through high school age, and head coach of the Richland Center Hornets, Jamie Johnson, spells that out for us.
On July 30th, we're doing a free clinic for 2nd through 6th graders. It's part of our Hornet Attack Pack program that we started last year. Just want to get the word out. And the Hornet Attack Pack would be more later in August, but it's just a free clinic. We'll have some players from the high school, our freshmen through seniors. There'll be some there to work with the kids. So that'll run from 9 to 10:30 on July 30th. Again, it's free to anybody in the Richland School District. That is the one caveat. And you be part of the Richland School District. But they'll be available there and just learn some basic skills and introduction to the sport. We've got the small or lighter volleyballs, so those are a great opportunity for that. And then we also have, just want to put out to the word, Ithaca is running a camp this year. You're talking about camps. Ithaca is running one August 6th through the 9th. And that's from 4 to 5:30 for their middle school age. And I'll be running the Ithaca's camp this year for them. And from 6 to 8 for the high school. And that's in August 6th through the 9th. Richland Center's camp, we run here. And that's in the brochure, in the park brochure. And you can contact me, but it's also on our Richland Center Facebook page or the Hornet Volleyball page. That's August 12th through the 15th. And we have grades 2 through 5, 6 through 8. And then we have our high school session in the afternoon, 1:30 to 4. We've got an old alum, Carrie Lewis. Everyone knows around her in the area. She's been an assistant with SOC and some other great programs and kind of gets involved with Madtown Club Ball. And so she's going to be working the first 2 days, and her former head coach, Amy Schlegen, is going to be running Wednesday for us. I'm really excited about that. She's taken two teams, two different schools to state. And I would love to get her for more, but she's a hot commodity, one of the local gurus around here. And then Craig Baseman, again, popping back, who ran our camp last year from Royal, former Royal coach, and just an outstanding program. So it's nice that we have an opportunity for that, our girls to experience some different voices, different techniques, and just kind of a tune-up, you know, getting ready for our season. Speaking of tune-up for our season, we also have our preseason meeting that we'd like to get the word out on to. It's going to be July 31st for Richland Center High School Volleyball. It's not the middle school, but the high school. It'll be 5:30, start at the Commons. If the athletes cannot make it, the parent and athlete needs to make up a time and to be there, you know, ideally before tryouts. So we want to have it a little bit earlier this year, so we make sure everybody gets their impact testing done, physicals in, waivers, all that stuff, get that information out, even kind of start to do some of the fundraising opportunities too. And then we start, all the schools around the area start August 19th. It's a little bit later start date, but we'll be, you know, doing our tryouts that week. We've got a huge number signed up in the spring, so we're looking forward to that. And we'll be, you know, running our tryouts later in the evening. That first week there, starting from 5 to 8, you know, on the 19th. So a lot of dates for you, you know, with that, but just a lot of great volleyball opportunities in the area.
That's Jamie Johnson. You can check out more at the Richland Center Hornet Volleyball page, the Richland Center School District, and contact Coach Jamie Johnson for more info. In other local sports, in baseball from the summer leagues last night, Ithaca was winner over Richland Center 10-0, the final score. 3 hits for Sammy Clary in the game, and 2 for Isaac Fargin led the way. Sammy Clary and Devin Iam pitched for the Ithaca Bulldogs last night. Some other action on the local scene. The Simon Sharks swim team were back in action in a triangular in Prairie du Chien versus the Waterhawks in Lancaster as well. Rain delayed the meet, but swimming was eventually able to continue, and the Sharks swam to a third-place finish. The Sharks stuck with their theme for the season, small but mighty. Due to low numbers, many relay teams had swimmers step up to swim twice. The 9 and 10 girls relay team of Kaylin Burns, Lauren Chambers, and Morgan Worthington won both the medley and freestyle relays. Additional first-place finishes were earned by Lauren Chambers in the backstroke, Ben Bosworth in the butterfly and 100 individual medley, James Waterfall in the breaststroke, Moray Wright in the breaststroke, Kaylin Burns in the 100 individual medley, and Lucian Hamlin in the 200 individual medley. Rookies Zaylee Kelman Emmerich Kalman and Audrey Waterfall, along with Annabelle Olsen and Ronan Ringelstetter, have all shown great improvement through the season and placed well for the Sharks. The team will travel to Dodgeville Thursday night for a rescheduled meet, and the season will conclude this Saturday in Mineral Point with a six-team conference meet. In Church League softball action Tuesday night, Church of the Nazarene made it 10 wins in a row, shutting out Boscobel Assembly of God 16-0. Caden Thompson was 2-for-3 with a home run. Also, Dustin had a home run. Seven other players had multiple hits. The Mission holds on to second place, topping Free Methodist 21-4. Quinn Tidrick was 5-for-5 on the night, hitting for the cycle. Jamie Johnson was 4-for-4 as well. Free Methodist was led by Nathan Phillips, who was 3-for-3 with a double. Adam Burns also added a double. St. Mary's outscored Richland Baptist Temple 2-17-13 on the strength of an 11-run sixth inning. And Richland Baptist Temple 1 handled Bethel Lutheran 22-4. Makeup games from July 2nd will be played Thursday night. On East Diamond at 7, St. Mary's plays Richland Baptist Temple 1. Also at 8:15, Richland Baptist Temple 2 takes on Church of the Nazarene. On the West Diamond tomorrow night at 7, Free Methodist will receive a forfeit. And at 8:15, the Mission will play Boscobel Assembly of God. The final games of the regular season will be played on Tuesday night, July 30th. For more information about Church League softball, visit the league's webpage, rcchurchleague.com. At Quail Run last night, Tuesday Golf League action, week 13 of the 20-week season, Keith Lang had the top score, 33, including birdies on hole 1, 2, and 6. Neil Mahoney with a 39 was in second. He birdied hole 1. Ken Nix Sr. and Pat Keegan each fired 40s, and Ken had a birdie on hole 2, Pat on hole number 3, Aaron Halverson with a birdie on hole 2 and a 41, a 42 for Brandon Miller, and 43s for Josh Coy, Jason Schultz, and Rod Reitz. Other golfers with holes played under par, Andrew Nitka birdied hole 2, and Rich Barrancott birdied hole 5. Flag prize winners, Aaron Halverson with the closest second shot on hole 2, Craig Huth, the longest putt on hole 4, Rich Barrancott had the longest drive in the fairway on hole 6, Jarrett McDonald, closest to the pin on hole 7, and Marty Brewer, the longest putt on hole number 8. Turning to the state scene, the Brewers second baseman Bryce Tarang drove in the winning run, the only run in a 1-0 decision over the Cubs last night. It was a great night for pitchers. Colin Ray of Milwaukee worked a strong 5-plus innings. The rivalry game was delayed 85 minutes by rain. Elvis Peguero earned the win in relief, while Trevor Miguel nailed down the save. Overall, though, manager Pat Murphy says the team could have played much better.
Little things we didn't do right offensively. We didn't execute the way we could have. There was a little bit of a force it. You know, young players, sometimes you got to take it out of their hands and just tell them what to do. But they're learning as they go, but we didn't execute the way we could have. And it's a bunch of teaching moments.
The other news from the game, it's not good. The Brewers all-star outfielder Christian Yelich left last night's game against the Cubs with what the club called back tightness. Yelich, the designated hitter, was replaced in the sixth after going 0-for-1 and a pair of walks. The Brewers' 2018 MVP and all-star selection actually began the night with a .316 batting average. Milwaukee manager Pat Murphy was asked about possible injury.
My thoughts... Those are my thoughts.
How concerning just that it's been a while?
Concerning.
Is it an IL situation?
Could be.
Pat Murphy talking about the fact that it could be a while. Former Brewer manager and current Cub manager talked about what the Cubs did not do.
Two out rallies for the most part. You know, we never got to guy to third with less than two outs. And, you know, there were just a couple rallies, but all with two outs. And just, you know, overall, obviously, when you... You know, I think we had five at bats with runners scoring position, just not a lot of pressure tonight.
Elsewhere, the Cardinals won 2-1 over Pittsburgh, San Diego 4-0 over Washington, Cincinnati and Atlanta postponed. The Dodgers 5-2 over San Francisco. In the American League, Cleveland 5-4 over Detroit. Tampa Bay 4, Toronto 2. Texas 3-2 over the White Sox. The Angels 5, Seattle 1. Oakland 8-2 over Houston. In interleague play, Miami 6, Baltimore 3. The Mets 3-2 over the Yankees. Philadelphia 3, Minnesota nothing. Arizona 6, Kansas City 2. Boston 6-0 over Colorado. Granted, the starting quarterback was not on the field, but the Packers' defense walked off to the locker room Tuesday while the offense did push-ups. Edge rusher Rashawn Gary sacked the quarterback 3 times in 4 plays, and safeties Anthony Johnson Jr. and Evan Williams batted down some passes and picked off others. Green Bay ranked just 23rd out of 30 teams last season in pass defense and was next to last in interceptions. That means there's still a lot of work to be done before the season opener in Brazil. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.